This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Top of the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We go to Washington, D.C., and Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, you know, you and I paid our taxes, right? We talked about that the other day, but it is always an interesting, I think, kind of a day period across the country, but to watch from the Washington point of view, because this is where all the funds come from, and with talks about cutting certain programs out, Meals on Wheels was one of those that was threatened. I wonder, is it kind of one of those days where there's a dark cloud over D.C. or no? Well, we can't hear Justin. I guess he's not there.
Oh, hey, sorry about that. I thought you were doing your monologue, and I thought that was I did not know that was my intro. I'm so sorry.
Well, here's the question. I'll frame it better. Is there a dark cloud flying over D.C.? There's a lot of ways to answer that.
It's been very strange since November. You know, pretty much the D.C. that people have known for quite some time, in a lot of ways, has changed pretty drastically. You know, to a large extent, it just really isn't an executive branch that is necessarily on top of things the same way that they previously have been. So in a lot of ways, it feels sort of absent. But then on the other hand, it does feel very similar in the sense that we have these sort of Groundhog Day-like moments that keep on coming up time and time again. And so the fact that you have, you know, Paul Ryan dealing with the, you know, Freedom Caucus, you have Trump, you know, trying to make some headway moving forward with healthcare reform and tax reform, and finding sort of an obstructionist Congress. That sort of, you know, feels like the hallmarks of the past, you know, 6 or 7 years. But either way, where it stands right now, it's just a really fascinating time, to say the least, and just a really great time to be here. And, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, if we're going to war with North Korea, you know, we may not be here for much longer, but, you know, at least I have front row seats for that one.
You do have front row seats for that one. How about the Brexit situation and Theresa May moving up that conversation? I don't think she really wanted to have, except for the separation with the EU, trying to make it, you know, happen even quicker to the reality of it all. There had to be some reaction from the money guys, I would think, in D.C., right?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is something that, you know, the administration has sort of expressed a lot of openness towards when it comes to the Brexit in the first place. Donald Trump, of course, was somebody who didn't just, you know, predict it in his, you know, telling of it now, but somebody who also actively praised it when it moved forward. So her giving this guidance now says essentially they're going to be moving forward with that. They're going to be trying to, you know, take this on sooner before some people can, before other voices can kind of step in and try to either slow the Brexit down, alter it, or, you know, scrap it all together. So this is Theresa May sort of standing by that pretty, you know, heavily and making this sort of surprise announcement. So a, you know, sort of an interesting response from the administration. Not, you know, this surprisingly wasn't the biggest news story of the day, which is pretty odd considering, you know, how big of a deal this is. There was, of course, you know, just a lot of other issues when it comes to the president's interactions with other foreign leaders, including Erdogan and others. But nevertheless, this just kind of shows that, you know, this whole sort of trend that we've seen in recent elections that's going towards this sort of, you know, nationalism, my country first, is really just kind of coming to a head.
Boy, yeah, I agree with that. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
So you heard Justin say about Trump and North Korea and making the remark that he would be there for it in the end. But Trump's armada or navy was sailing away from North Korea, not toward it. The USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier is still several thousand miles south of North Korea because there's been all these reports that were saying that it was headed there. And the actual deal is it's not. It's making its way toward Australia last week for a port visit. So that's where it's sailing. That's where it's been sailing. There were reports that it was heading toward the Sea of Japan to keep an eye on North Korea. The White House even said that was the case. But after the Navy had these images of the ship spread across the Internet, the whole narrative changed. In fact, the New York Times reported that the Department of Defense got its timelines wrong, its wires crossed, and announced the Vinson's deployment to the Korean Peninsula too early. That's why they didn't correct it. So the visit to Australia might have been scrapped, but pushing full steam ahead to North Korea was not completely accurate. And I'll go back to Justin's comments. What could change in North Korea? A lot could change in North Korea as it relates to South Korea and the troops that we have invested at the DMZ. Can you imagine if those troops were completely lifted? I can't imagine what that would mean. I can't imagine it. While all of this is happening, the maneuverings in North Korea, or whether it's that, or whether it's go after ISIS, part of what Trump said he would do if he became a president, still the conversation in my backyard and yours is healthcare, because there is definitely confusion there. And if you were one of those people, which I'm sure there are many listening to me in this category, that you were filing your taxes at the last second, you might have been scrambling for documentation about your healthcare. And maybe you didn't realize it and you didn't pay all the way through and something else happened and then you have to pay the penalty because those penalties keep going up. And I think that there are people that were confused about what they were supposed to file and all of that, sometimes not realizing what was happening with their insurance, which is sadly the case. It's like tic-tac-toe. Where's my ex? Where's your O? Let's see. Let's move that there. Am I going to get three across, three down? What's it going to be? And the answer to what's it going to be, we don't know what's it going to be. And because it is tax day and there's been an undercurrent of let Trump release his taxes, do you think, I mean, here's the question I think from that point of view of the day, do you think he should be bullied into releasing his taxes? Should he release them? Every other president releases them. So Trump's refusal to release his personal income taxes does make him look like there's something to hide. Do you think there's something to hide in these returns? The answer is, of course, we have no idea. But the conversation about the audit just doesn't fly. We gotta fly, and I'll meet you on the flip side. Something horrific unfolding earlier in the day in Fresno. We have the details coming up.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
America tonight, tax day, people frustrated, people trying to get forms in, doing all the things that we talked about the other day, except for that you might have been able to take advantage of some of the discounted things that were out there, whether it was clothing, food, sympathy. I even heard there were some movie theaters that were showing movies for 10:40. But I'm like, 10:40, what is that, for two people? Then that's a deal. So I'm assuming it's two people, because otherwise 10:40, that's not much of a deal. That's already what the tickets are. Maybe in some cases a buck more. It depends. But they're right in that neighborhood, let's put it that way. So it would not be some kind of a major, you know, some kind of a major break to have a deal. Heading into the movie theater, you know, money on concessions and all the other extra stuff. It's not, I think, what people think it is, that it's ticket prices, which I was one of those people. I thought it was about the ticket prices. Oh, and that's why they go up. I get it. But it's not that. It's the concessions. It's what they do and what they sell at the concessions, like any other business. What are their margins? And that's where they really make up their margins, let's put it that way. All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, and the reason I do is because there's so much happening. Oh, there's so much that would make the hair on your arms just completely stand up, that I feel like as I soar through my day, and I've had these conversations, I want to share some of them with you, and they're conversations that are a little more behind the scenes and off the record as far as quoting somebody. But nevertheless, interesting and kind of pointing to the sign of the times. Bill O'Reilly, I have two friends that work at Fox, one who I won't say who's on the air, and they're saying that what they're hearing, my two sources, is that O'Reilly's gone. And not shocking probably for some of you, because his what happened with all the females that they paid off, apparently, so that O'Reilly, that like all this would be kept under wraps. But I guess for years, they say, Fox News executives have provided cover for O'Reilly for this harassment and abuse of other employees, making it hard to take their promises to investigate the crimes. That's at least what a few people are saying, including Shauna Thomas, who was a co-founder of Ultraviolet. She released a statement today, and the way it's looking, I thought that he would make it back, but the rumors from my sources, my friends that work at Fox, is that he can't survive this. It's too over the top. That he's on vacation and he should be fired. And that could be. They could go that route or not. They have not, supposedly have not made a firm decision, but I heard from the people I know on the inside that it's, the word is that it's a done deal. It's a question of when it happens. I would think it would happen sooner rather than later, instead of having a chance to have something else bubble over. Because you have all the advertisers that pulled out, and despite the fact that the show makes a ton of money, all of that's going to add up in the end. Or could you believe that they haven't made a decision? What I heard is that they are making some kind of a plan for a lineup without him in it. So maybe there's a lesson in this somehow, that there's a threshold where we just can't do it anymore. We just say, that's it. I give. I throw up the white flag. And that may be what we're looking at here. This is a depressing story. There was this national manhunt for an accused killer who posted video on Facebook of a brutal murders in Cleveland. And it actually ended Tuesday when Steve Stevens fatally shot himself after a police pursuit. It happened at 11 a.m. His car was seen in a McDonald's parking lot near the city of Erie. Officers found the white Ford Fusion, pursued it for 2 miles before they forced the car into a spin. So he took his own life. And nobody else got hurt as a result. And they had gotten something like 400 tips a day. 400 tips. When you think of how even big Erie is, it's 100 miles, give or take, outside of Cleveland. And they're not clear about some of the details. But people were vigilant in remembering the face and pursuing that and, you know, making this calls, and then finally it pays off. And so at this point, they're making funeral plans for a guy who's not going to go behind bars. And this story, Stevens posted video on Facebook of this random killing of the father of 10 and grandfather of 14. Then it was removed by Facebook, and they decided they were going to review their protocols for monitoring removing videos. But they, what could they say? Just that their hearts go out to the family and friends of Robert Goodwin Sr., who was killed. Stevens randomly targeted him, it looks like, anyway. Well, he was walking on the sidewalk carrying a shopping bag. He ordered Goodwin to say the name of some woman, and he raised his arms to protect himself, and then he's shot. So the longtime partner of Stevens, who is this woman, Joy Lane, is safe and is cooperating with police. And then the next thing you know, the rest of this unfolds. They had a reward for $50,000 for any information that led to the arrest of Stevens. So there is closure in this, but terrible for the family and that crazy tragedy, senseless tragedy that you, I mean, just shake your head. What are you going to do? You shake your head. There is no answer for this. And of course, there is no penalty in a sense either because he bailed. Questions why, what happened? I mean, none of that. Nothing, there is nothing that will add up, but there are unanswered questions that he takes to the grave with him. And it's, I don't know, not much comfort. I don't know that there would be for the family of the guy that he ended his life. Oof. It's rough sledding some days, isn't it? That's part of odds and ends. It really is. And this is, that is one of those stories that the ending is a terrible ending, of course, to get him to have a conversation with him and to not have anyone injured or killed would be number one. Remember all the conversations about dreamers? Well, the first dreamer is deported under Obama. Because remember, federal agents ignored the president's pledge to protect from deportation and undocumented immigrants, having them been brought into the United States as kids. So the promise was they're going to go back. And Juan Manuel Montes, who has lived in the U.S. since 9, grabbed a bite and was waiting for a ride when the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer approached him and started asking questions, and he was twice granted deportation protections under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals that was created by Obama and left intact by President Trump. But now that went awry, and you see what happens when the system fails, and I think the system failed here, but that's when you get booted back. Facing a judge, etc., doesn't matter. So he left his wallet in a friend's car. He couldn't produce his ID or proof of his status. He was told by agents he couldn't retrieve them within 3 hours. He was back in Mexico. So then he becomes the first undocumented immigrant with active DACA status deported by the Trump administration. Whoops. The other side, on the flip side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Time for another edition of The Other Side here on America Tonight, when I invite my husband Paul to stop by for a conversation about, what we're doing in our lives. Fascinating, fascinating stuff that I'm sure you're riveted by there everywhere across America. People can relate, as couples, or whether you're just in a relationship or perhaps you're married. And we had some people tell us that, so I thought it would be fun to do it. And we've been doing this for, I guess, about a month now, and I've had a lot of people send emails, and Paul, apparently you have a little bit of a fan club. Everybody feels sorry for you. You made it sound like I never feed you, and it's my responsibility. And, you know, Sally wrote me a note saying, can't you learn to cook? Can't I learn to cook? I know how to cook. I have no time to cook.
You make a mean burger.
And salads.
Salads are extraordinary.
And lasagna.
That was good 5 years ago, yeah.
That was good 5 years ago. You're awful. So Paulie and I just went through Easter like the rest of you, which means candy, and he had his fair share of Kit Kats. So tonight he's doing this new thing that some of you guys might like to do when you have no time and you like to spend some time couch surfing or channel surfing on the couch and doing that thing either with music or with TV. It's called Tabata. Tell everybody how they can do Tabata. What is Tabata?
Tabata is like 4 minutes of intense exercise where you get your heart rate up as high as you can for like 4 minutes, and it will burn off the same amount of calories as like a half-hour walk or something.
So for you, you did the river dance.
Yeah, I've been working on my freestyle rendition of Riverdance, and we were just listening to some music after a queso-fueled evening night out on the town, and I'm wearing my lucky talisman right now just so I can stay awake, we're listening to Uptown Funk, and so I just decided to demonstrate for our house guest my rendition of Riverdance that I do for you in private usually.
Yeah, and here's an interesting thing. The friend that we have staying with us is my friend Jill Scheffelbein, who is a speaker and amazing. She's amazing when it comes to all things, I think technology and social media and communications, how to kind of use it all in all together, and there's different forms of communications. But anyway, she said to me when she was here, she's like, you know what, I think that you could paint that wall. She started talking about a reading room that we have, and before I knew it, we were going to the paint store, and she painted the room. So we have the guest that came that painted the room that I've wanted painted for 2 years, but Paul just could never find the time to paint the room.
Yeah, because it never would have been good enough for you. So now that she was here, I was all in the clear. All I had to do was help her out by masking off the room, and she did the rest.
Yeah, right. There's more to that story, everybody. Right? I had one item on the honey-do list. Please, please, could you paint that room? That was it.
Worked like a charm.
Yeah. So now she set the bar pretty high for any visitors. Other visitors have already, people that want to come and visit, have already sent me notes about what do they have to do. Could they get out of doing a chore? Because now they feel like people are starting to feel like when they come to our house they have to do some sort of chores. And I don't want to give off that impression. And they're trying to bribe us with all kinds of things.
Well, she currently resides in New York. So when she comes down, she likes queso. So it was pretty easy to bribe her because she had to have her queso. And so we just bought her dinner.
Yeah, but I'm saying people want to bribe us because they feel like they're going to have to do something in the house.
Right, right. Yeah, a bathroom remodel, a master bathroom model would be nice. So it's just a partial. I mean, just like a sink, just like a vanity.
You can stay with us if you can do something with the sink. It's perfect. I love it. All right, how about this? I thought you might find this interesting because Paul used to be a big bicyclist. And I was reading this story about this Jacob Zurl, who... I guess he's pretty sleep deprived, but he's an extreme cyclist for whatever that is, and he's trying to cycle across the Himalayas in 39 hours, setting world firsts in high altitude in doing that. This month he's cycling nonstop the length of Cuba from east to west on gravel and dirt tracks in extreme heat, maybe tropical rain, it'll be humid. It could be really be, they say, 900 miles of hell. Nobody has attempted the round-the-clock feat, but the 28-year-old hopes to complete his mission, the equivalent of cycling from New York to St. Louis in the Midwest in 57 hours. Experienced cyclists would normally take 2 weeks. What do you think of that?
More power to him.
More power to him. 57 hours, one song. I mean, wow. He says, why hasn't anyone done this challenge before? But I'm looking, this is radio, but I'm looking at a photograph of him, and he looks like he's in pretty good shape. And he says he fights the aches in his body, the manipulative voices in his mind, and whatever elements get thrown at him.
So is he replicating what it would be? The distance of going through Cuba, or is he riding
through
Cuba?
No, he's doing it.
Cuba?
He's doing it, riding from end to end.
Okay, well, that makes a little more sense.
57 hours, two wheels, listening to one song on repeat. This guy's an Austrian, and he's an extreme cyclist. So that's his deal. Cycling across the Himalayas in 39 hours. He said, you know, setting world first in the altitude, like I mentioned. And this time, this month, it's to do the Cuba thing.
Fascinating.
I can tell. When he says fascinating, it's like, yeah, whatever. That's like an interesting story, but it's not that interesting.
That's so 1995.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so from this guy cycling in Cuba, this extreme cyclist, from Tabata to the fact that we've got a house guest who actually painted a wall for us, my good friend Jill, and your good friend, so it's pretty amazing. Like I said, the bar is set very, very high. You know, the there's some new television shows. They're not new, but they're shows that we like to watch, like Veep is coming back, and it already has come back. Veep is back, and also House of Cards is coming back. Are you still interested in House of Cards? Because you are interested in politics.
I'll end up watching it because it's something that you like to watch, so I'll be there watching it.
Again, a ringing endorsement. It's something you like to watch, so I'll be... It's as if I control everything, but I really don't.
Huh.
There's choices, and you have plenty of choices, right? So give me a break.
Well, maybe I'll try out that reading room.
Yeah. Yeah, because it got painted. All right, this is a pretty crazy thing that happened, and you and I watched baseball together. There was a baseball player that was hit four times at the plate. Josh Harrison had two brutal days. In the span of two games, the Pirate infielder was hit. He was hit four times by pitches. You know how, you know, pitches that just are errant pitches. They fly off the mark. And a lot of people are talking about what are the odds of that happening, and the odds are not great. He actually joins Craig Biggio and John Jay as the only players in the last 80 years to get tagged twice in two straight games. But, he, you know, you get on base that way, of course, but getting hit at a clip of 90 miles an hour can't feel good, do you think?
Wait a minute. Was he the pitcher, or he was...
No, he was hit by the pitcher.
Okay.
Duh. At the plate.
I was going to say, it sounds like he needs to learn how to catch, but...
I don't know. Like I said, it is a way to get on base. Would you take one for the team if you... Because, you know, you're so athletic. Would you use your body? I mean, if you had to get hit by a pitch to do what you had to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm so limber currently right now after all this exercising I've been doing tonight. Definitely.
All that Tabata, it has you ready?
Margaritas and queso.
And then 4 minutes of Tabata to burn off part of that stuff.
220 pounds, Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, Michael Flatley, I think he was maybe 50 pounds thinner, I'm going to say, something like that. Do you believe it? The time's already up. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Pablo.
All right, another edition of The Other Side in the books. Just, can you relate? Is this like your relationship? Do you have friends that come over and do chores? If you do, you are so lucky. I feel so lucky. Hang with us.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It has nothing to do with terrorism, in spite of the statements that he made. He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
Sadly, as we rejoined here on America Tonight, the story out of Fresno, so bleak as you heard there, just the conversation about what happened, and what happened is that once again we find another war zone, and this time the war zone was Fresno, and the conversation about how does this happen happens again. And the Fresno shooting, I think, took a lot of people by surprise, of course, a rampage. The suspect who was shot dead is a hate crime, is what they're saying. It's a triple killer motivated by hate. Because, you know, was it terrorism? Was it hate? What was it? That's what we're hearing. And the suspect who killed the three wanted to kill as many people as possible, is what police are saying. They say the guy who killed three people on this spree in Fresno was shouting Allah Akbar, and the idea was to get as many people as possible. After a warrant was released for his arrest in the murder of a motel security guard last week, Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dreyer, who you just heard there, said Corey Al-Mohammed, 39 years old, knew he was being searched for, and he decided he was going to kill more. He went by the nickname Black Jesus. And according to Dreyer, Mohammed surrendered to officers at the scene and told police, "You guys are looking for me." And police don't think the shooting spree was tied to terrorism and was solely based on race, as all the victims were white males. Terrible, unprovoked attacks. And so here we are back to that same place again. Oh. What is, you know, where are we that innocent lives, somebody filled with hate guns down these people in downtown Fresno? You're not looking over your shoulder in downtown Fresno. Trust me. And in 2 minutes, he fires 16 shots. And there were people, unfortunately, that were hit. Mohammed's father, Vincent Taylor, told the Times that his son believed that he was part of an ongoing war between whites and blacks and that a battle was about to take place. And he wanted to do something about that. The victims in Tuesday's attack, their identities weren't immediately released. Fresno police say Mohammed was believed to have shot and killed Carl Williams, an unarmed 25-year-old security guard that I mentioned before, outside of a motel. And there's nothing but scratching there. No statements released, none of that. And then here you go again. A Facebook profile page for Corey Al-Mohammed from Fresno, particularly centered around black pride and black nationalism, images of the red, green, black Pan-African flag and a raised fist. But the ramblings were the thing. White devils, let black people go, all that kind of stuff. I mean, even on Saturday afternoon, he posted a picture of himself in a garment he was wearing with his head covered and the words, "Let black people go or the doom increases, reparation and separation now." And whatever it was, he just decided this was it. He was going to do what he had to do. And, of course, talking to the family, they're saying they never saw this. He never said these things. They can't imagine this is the same person. And I get that, but I say you look at the other side, and I can't imagine you're one of the survivors, and it's your father, your husband, your brother, and you're trying. I mean, there's no getting over. But you're trying to make sense of something that makes no sense whatsoever. And how difficult would that be? Oh, the worst. I mean, heartbreaking. Are you kidding? There's no explanation. There's no cream to put over the wound. That's amazing. That will make it all better. Ugh, just terrible, 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 terrible. And then it makes the idea of, what if someone was armed? Would they have been able to take him out? What would have happened then? How would that have gone down? And the answer is we'll never know. Because he took his own life. And randomly went after people. Randomly. All right, not to end on a very down and depressing and awful note, which is life, but I wanted to talk about a couple of other things that are happening around the U.S. I didn't mention a few things that I think would be pretty interesting to mention. including the fact that U.S. drones helped win that battle against ISIS for the first time in Libya. There was so much discussion about this. I mean, so much discussion in trying to hit the target. So a handful of drones controlled from the United States, wow, and a small force, you know what it is, I mean tiny, of Marine planes played a decisive role in defeating ISIS fighters last year, they're saying. And they're also talking about the four-month campaign to drive militants from the area without committing large numbers of U.S. advisors or ground troops. And they say this is now being studied as a model against future military efforts against the Islamic State, and that makes complete sense to me. How do you cut it off at the pass? You know, where do you edit? And I think it's scary. You think of the Americans that are over there. Wow. I mean, bully to them that they're able to do that. However, there is no regard for press of any sort, I think, unless there's been a complete turnaround within the last 20 minutes before I jumped on the air. So I don't think so. Let's jump to something else, because the Bulls have really stunned the Celtics. I like the Celtics to go further than the first round in the NBA playoffs, but once again, they have their number, 111-97. So now the Bulls have a 2-0 lead. Wow. I would never have predicted that, for that to happen. And then we have some of the series that are split, and some that are just flat-out pullaways. And how do you determine that, you know? Ugh. Finishing again on another high note, also in the NBA... King James, the man behind the run at Cleveland, is up for another MVP award, but he'll have to arm wrestle someone else for it, by the name of Russell Westbrook, averaging triple doubles for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think he's the MVP. You may disagree. If you have to lobby too hard, there's something wrong. 855-266-KATE. Or americatonight.net. Click on contact, and that's where you can weigh in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.